Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, Moshe and Aaron are told to count Bnei Yisrael. A census had to be taken of every male above the age of 20, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael, everyone who will go to war, both in the desert and going into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe is told that a nasi, a head from each shevet, was to help them count the nation. And that's exactly what happens. In the very beginning of our Parsha, we're told the names of each nasi representing each shevet, and then our parsha continues with the results of that census. Reuven is first, they have 46,500 men above the age of 20. Shimon is next, and they have 59,300, and on, all the way to the various Shvatim, all the way to the last Shevet, Naphtali, who has 53,500, and then the Torah tells us the total, which comes out to 603,550. Having said all that, there is an anomaly regarding the counting and the reporting of the census, which at first glance seems rather insignificant, but we know that every single word and every single letter in the Torah is absolutely significant. And so with that in mind, we have to ask the following question. When the Torah records the census for every Shevet, the Torah says the same thing for every Shevet. Livnei God, etc. Livnei Yehuda, etc. Livnei Yisachar, etc. And that's the way the Torah introduces the names of every Shevet, except one. When it comes to the last Shevet, Shevet Naphtali, Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Beis, the Torah does not say Livnei Naphtali, etc., but Bnei Naphtali, without the Lamed, and the question is why? Again, it's just one letter, but every letter in the Torah means something. So what's going on here? Why does the Torah say Bnei Naphtali and not Livnei Naphtali as it does with every other Shevet? This question is asked by the Netziv, Rav Naphtali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. He asks this question in his Perush to the Torah, Ha'amek Davar, and he says the following in the name of his father-in-law, Rav Yitzchak Avalazhin. And Rav Yitzchak Avalazhin said it in the name of the Ari HaKadosh, Rav Yitzchak Luria, who died in 1572. This is what they say. The way Bnei Yisrael were counted was as follows. Every person wrote their name and their shevet on a slip of paper, and all the slips of paper of all of Bnei Yisrael were placed in one huge container. And then Reuven, the first shevet, comes along and goes through. He had to go through all of the pieces of paper, and every paper that had shevet Reuven written on them were taken out and counted. And then the next Shevet came, Shevet Shimon, and Shevet Shimon went through all of the remaining pieces of paper in the huge container and took out all the slips of paper that had Shimon written on it. And then the next Shevet, and the next Shevet, and the next Shevet. And that's why the Torah says, Livnei Reuven, Livnei Shimon, because they were counting the pieces of paper that went to those Shvatim. The slips of paper belonging to Reuven, the papers sifted out by Reuven, Livnei Reuven, were this number. The slips of paper sifted out and belonging to Shimon, Livnei Shimon, they belong to Shimon, the papers belong to Shimon, so to speak. However, when it was Naphtali's turn, they were the last Shevet. They didn't need to sift through any slips of paper. The Torah didn't need to say, these are the slips of paper that Naphtali sifted out, Livnei Naphtali, because no papers were sifted out. They just remained in the huge container. We were just left with Bnei Naphtali. That's the Netziv in the name of his father-in-law, in the name of the Ari HaKadosh. And again, it's truly incredible that even one letter or one missing letter tells a whole story. And theoretically, we could end here. But I'd like to ask just one more question. Why? Why did the Torah tell the Shvatim to count like that? It seems like an incredible waste of time. It's so inefficient. Why would the Torah do that? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. This census had the potential of really causing strife and competition between Bnei Yisrael. Who's the biggest Shevet? Which is the strongest Shevet? Which Shevet will inherit the largest piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, etc.? So Hashem told Moshe and Aaron and all of the Nasi'im, yes, you are counting your Shevet, but you must look at all the other Shvatim. You must read out their names again and again and again and again. And Bnei Yisrael too. As they watched the census, they're going to hear the names of each Shevet, of each family, of each person, again and again. And this constant and incessant calling out of the names hundreds of thousands of times will make an everlasting impression. on the leaders of B'nai Israel and on the people themselves. Yes, we're dealing with Shvatim, but we are all on the same team, all parts of the whole. Perhaps that's why at the end of Perek Aleph, we hear the sum total of all the Shvatim. Why did the Torah tell us the sum? We can do the math, add up all the Shvatim. But again, perhaps the Torah wanted to impress upon all of us the same idea. Yes, you are breaking up into Shvatim. You're broken up into Shvatim, each one with a unique job and unique talents. But we are all part of a whole. That's an incredible thing, what we can learn from just one letter. And this message of being individuals and celebrating our individuality, but also and primarily being part of the whole, it's a very powerful message that B'nai Israel and their leaders had to hear then, and we too today must hear as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.